Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Andy Hart of Patriots Football Weekly. And hard to believe that the draft has come to an end. Day three is now in the books. And
went like that.
It did go pretty fast. There were a lot of picks, but it looks like the Patriots, from a lot of their selections, it kind of seems like maybe they're planning more for the future. Kind of surprising to see them take three offensive linemen when they have five of their starters coming back, and already kind of a lot of depth at that position.
Yeah, they re-sign Ryan Wendell, but they still draft a center. They have a couple other offensive linemen, and if you looked at it coming into the draft, yeah, you might want to upgrade guard, but did you think you needed three offensive linemen? You look like you're set at tackle, and yet right. They draft a tackle. And you're right, this draft has a feel of looking ahead to 2015, maybe beyond. That started with Garoppolo, obviously, in the second round. But if you look at the totality of the class, maybe James White is a guy that can contribute right away. Other than that, it looks like a bunch of depth, competition, and future-type signings.
Right, and, you know, the tight end was not addressed. The safety was not addressed. Kind of surprising, I think, to a lot of people out there. But that is something I guess they can take care of and that they will take care of through these undrafted free agents over the next couple weeks.
Or you look at it a different way. They didn't see it as quite the need that everybody else did. Maybe they are comfortable that Gronk is going to be healthy and back, and it wasn't that need that we expected. Maybe they like Daron Harmon, or the reports that Logan Ryan is going to convert to safety. You know, so they may not have had their needs ordered quite the same that we did as media and fans.
Right. So what are your thoughts then? How are the, you know, as the running back, is it going to be a run heavy, not so much tight end offense this year, more wide receivers?
I would take it as they think Gronk's going to be ready, that they have high hopes that Rob Gronkowski will be on the field, not just sometime during the year, but maybe as early as September and getting back to his contributing self. And I think they like the depth that they have at the young receivers and Dobson and some of those guys. So I think they just looked at the needs differently than we did.
And, of course, we'll find out if, you know, Gronk will be ready when Coach Belichick takes the podium in just a few minutes. We'll find out all those
answers.
We'll
get the update, the timetable. Yeah. He likes timetables.
Yeah. So, but it has been a fun draft. We will have you covered as mini camps will be underway. We will hear from some of the rookies in the next few weeks. That will do it for Andy and myself, though, and we'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.